All right, so at this moment, so we're sitting here October 19th. We're 19 days after Sean became an official team member and, 45 or 50, 60 days away before Phil retires on the end of the year. So we're really in a period of 70, okay, 73 days. So we're in a period where there's a lot of moving parts. Sean has relationships with advisors who aren't members of the 515 Hamilton group who have provided him and done joint production numbers on a number of accounts. So he has maybe $4 million worth of assets that have been sent over to him from other advisors. And that gives him a lot of the starting place for his own supernova activity. And I know he's beginning that, but simultaneously we're looking at what it means when Phil does his retirement and our ability to move accounts is different in the FAP program than it is in some of the other advisor relationships Sean has. So,
Rob, Pat's in the waiting room.
Oh, sorry. There we go.
Okay, great.
Thanks. All right, so I was just explaining, Patty, that we're in a real period of transition, onboarding Sean and trying to figure our way through the FAP process with Phil and how to reassign those JPNs and when we can do all of that. And I think the FAP program is pretty cool, but it's not real easy to figure out. So, there's a lot of moving parts. I don't know that I have a whole lot to report. We continue to look at from the metrics of the team. You know, we certainly are working with Sean now that he's on board to improve our modern wealth metrics, specifically the financial planning, the life view, and the GPS. And with Lori through the e-authorizations and e-deliveries, we continue to build those things up. But as far as, you know, the day over day, I think we're more focused on what Phil's needs are going to be and how best to bring Sean on board. How do you see it another way?
No, I think that's right. And I think one area that we've kind of tuned into is trying to be strategic with everything to everybody's benefit and just really getting a handle on the firm has an incentive to pay out an extra percentage if accounts meet certain criteria. And so making that a campaign that we make a really solid effort, like I think, Dwayne, you were going to push some buttons for me, so that we are all, you know, maximizing what the firm is willing to pay each team member.
Right. So Sean is creating the list of the life views in the GPS where at this moment, because he can't go on the JPN, he can't do that. So that we know what we have to do. And then as our director of planning, once he is on the JPNs, then he'll make sure that he's got that type of oversight. The other thing that's been working out real well is I've had a number of client conversations about obviously the upcoming election, and everybody wants us to have some opinion, but the firm, I don't know if anybody's listened to it, but the firm put out a very, very nice audio of three or four people, Mike Wilson, Zizas, Lisa Shallett, and one other lady I don't remember, on the firm's position on the election and the outcome and the probability and what all of it means. And Johnny took the lead on that and made sure that all of our clients and prospects had copies and invitations to attend that. So that was very nice that Johnny's working parallel with us and taking the initiative on a lot of things that we talk about on our team meeting. And then he just implements them without us having to revisit those issues. So he's working out just great. Phil, you have any thoughts?
No, I'm thoughtless.
No.
You know, I noticed that you recently did a talk about social media and how to use that. And unfortunately, we weren't able to be there. We do have Johnny as a social media director. But if there's anything from that topic, any really exciting points that you could share, that'd be interesting to hear.
Yeah, one of the things that we worked on was, and you know, the greatest thing about these Zoom calls is your ability to take control of the computer and we went through LinkedIn and did LinkedIn searches for different actual things, right? So we said, okay, if we're going to prospect a university, why don't we, you know, let's say the former tennis players from Oklahoma University, how would you go about that? And it worked out terrifically. I mean, I thought I learned a lot. I got, you know, you need the advance. Johnny can probably help you do that, but you need to get to the pay for the advanced version of
right.
LinkedIn. But once okay. you do, then you go up there and you hit the search bar, and all of a sudden the world kind of opens up for you, and you can put in criteria that instead of going from one thing to another, you go directly to that particular thing that you're searching for. So it's very, very quick and helpful, and you get to see a lot. You can do a lot of homework very quickly. And what people are using it for is particularly in any community, wherever businesses are being sold, which is all communities, you go in and you search for people that you might know the people that, especially in a small town, you're going to know everybody or know a lot of them or know someone anyway that potentially can introduce you to the people that are selling their practice or selling their business or selling their building or, and what I'm finding, you know, we've always had this issue of once you get with commercial realtors, they always buy more real estate. And that's true. I mean, they, just like you're comfortable buying equities, they're comfortable buying really speculative real estate. And as markets get more weak, they're more tempted than ever to go in and buy that distressed real estate, which we wouldn't touch for the world, right? Because it's just not where we are comfortable. Yet we'll speculate in a stock and not feel weird about that at all.
Right.
But there is a whole generation now coming out of real estate because of its illiquidity.
Yeah.
So I would search for commercial real estate transactions.
Okay. Interesting.
And get people that, you know, which is not, nobody's doing that. So getting people that are, I just have two friends that have become completely liquid and they're both commercial realtors.
Interesting.
And now they're trying to figure out how to invest in stocks and they have no clue.
Right.
Right.
And Rob, does every member have to be a premium member in order to realize the benefit of that platform, that advanced platform?
I would say that, that would be true, but
Johnny would know more.
Yeah. Johnny could help you on that.
Get us in the right direction. Yeah.
And, you know, all you need, guys, is one case where you were actually given an introduction that turned into a client to make it all worthwhile, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's only $65 a month or something.
Yeah, these things, and it's deductible.
Right.
You know, you write it off. So these things are not expensive. It's like me. It's like hiring a coach, and you're like, you know, that was expensive. And then you bring in a client that gives you $20,000 and you're like, we made money on him.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So when you look at our book of business, we look remedial because we didn't send them all away because we're in transition and we are setting some aside to give Sean some ability to, that's when we're going to make the introduction.
Sure.
To move them over. And so we definitely are on board with the whole idea. And have you spoken to people that have done Zoom seminars and seen what kind of success they've had with that by chance? What are some of the what are some of your strongest teams doing?
They're doing monthly or quarterly Zoom seminars, just like they were. you've got a team, Jim, in your bailiwick that does a lot of Zoom seminars, and so they're just doing what they were doing. You guys are good at that. You were big in seminars. So I would just
big in seminars.
I would do.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would just do what you were doing.
Yeah.
And just.
Yeah, I think we're going to try and see what happens. You know, I was dissuaded simply because I really thought part of the seminar was the fun of, you know, being at a restaurant or just some novelty thing. And there was no novelty allowed, zero novelty. You couldn't send a pizza. You couldn't do anything. And I thought, who on earth is going to want to sign up, you know, to just sit and listen from home on a Zoom? But somebody would, and just the invitation is a touch.
Okay, so I did a webinar with Bill Cates, right, on getting more referrals.
Right.
We had 360 people attend.
Yep, awesome.
We had the one I did on social media.
Yep.
I had about 65 people attend, and that was mostly my personal introductions.
Nice.
You know, so it wasn't another, you know, if you can do them with somebody else and you use their email blast, then you get to capture that whole thing.
Yeah.
Now you've got a big prospecting list that you're going to be gentle with, but you also have, right? So from then on, every time you send out an email introduction to a seminar, you do the whole thing. And then, so let's say you did it with your CPA, right? And you do one and you give blast, right? And then the next one you do with your estate planning attorney, blast. Now you're doubling almost every time your email list.
Right.
And so if you did one of those every other month, you did six of them, you'd get a six multiplier of your email addresses.
Okay, that's good. That's interesting. And I'm also thinking about game board, scoreboard, and giving board. So Dwayne made up, you know, put together basically the game board, the scoreboard, and the giving board. But how often should we be updating that? And, I mean, and how do we, how mechanically, I don't know, how can we do it so that Dwayne's not putting in a great deal of time on that?
You should be looking, honestly, if you're using a pipeline tool,
mm-hmm.
which is a little different than what we're talking about, but becomes part of the giving board.
Mm-hmm.
The giving board
is referrals that we have given.
Excuse me, Rob.
Introductions that we have made.
Rob, can I interrupt there for a second? Lori got dropped and she's back in the waiting room.
Oops, sorry. There you go. So the answer is the if you're really prospecting, you should be looking at your pipeline every day.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, that's the first thing you do when you come in. What's my pipeline look like? What do I have to do? What's going on?
Right.
You know, who do I need to follow up on that I didn't follow up on? All right, so
I'm
planting all these seeds, right? And
right.
So to generate, to feed that, you're using your giving board to see how many connections you're giving out, which
right.
will generate connections coming in. The theme is now give to, you know, it used to be give to get, then it was give to give. Now it's give to givers.
Okay,
giving to givers. If you give to takers or matchers, you won't have the luck that you'll have from giving to givers. Givers really feel bad when they don't reciprocate.
Okay, good.
They have tremendous guilt. So they're going to really want to help you. So you just pile on. Give them 5 and 10 introductions, and they'll be like, ah!
Good. That's right. Excellent.
And then just go ahead and say, you know, I feel so bad. I haven't given you any. Say, let me just remind you of the enthusiastically endorsed list.
Good.
So, and just say, oh, this is how I get the introductions for you. I'm constantly asking everyone, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? And when they say no, then you get an introduction. And he goes, yeah. That's so smart. You know, I need to do that. But don't expect, just like you, don't expect them to remember that because you told them once.
Yeah.
No.
It's a 5-time rule. 5 times. You got to tell them 5 times before they will remember. I know that sounds crazy, but think about it. How many times have I told you that?
Right. Right. It's true.
And is it in there yet? Maybe.
Getting there.
Right. So the question, you got to believe that your mind goes through this weird acceptance process for any idea. It just is like, that's a great idea. That'll work, but it won't work for me.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Works for everybody else, but it won't work for me. And so you gotta go past
that.
You know, there's a 5-step process for accepting ideas: curiosity, interest, knowledge, belief, enthusiasm. So whenever you present an idea to your client, they'll go through the same thing: curiosity, interest, knowledge, belief, enthusiasm. And until you get them to enthusiasm, they won't refer you.
Okay.
So you've got to constantly be reinforcing them in terms of anything, whether you're selling them on the enthusiastic endorsement list or you're selling them on a municipal bond idea.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Okay. Are you the guy that knows more about municipal bonds than anybody else? Yes. Okay. They finally get to that enthusiasm stage where you present an idea and they just buy it, right?
Right. Okay.
And it doesn't.
And then,
go ahead.
The part of the program where we're giving feedback to people, how often, besides the normal thank you very much and just telling people when they're doing a great job, but I mean a structured feedback, tell us a little bit about that.
For our team. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the old catch them doing something right?
Yes. Everybody likes that.
Yeah, versus catching them doing something wrong. Yeah, well,
good.
Catching them, you cannot catch them doing something right enough.
Right, I agree.
There's never enough positive feedback. And when we used to say, when you've got negative feedback, you sandwich it with love.
Right.
You put the hard thing in the middle.
Okay.
And you tell them how great they are. Right. What they need to improve on, and then tell them how great they are.
Great. That's good.
So every month.
I think you were having us do a folder for each team member.
Correct. And
in that folder.
Every month.
We were going to do something more formal. No?
Yes. Yes. Every month you should. I mean, look, you can spend as much time as you have, but if you talk to each person each month and spend 30 minutes with them on them, they will love you for it.
Sure. That's how you get to know somebody better.
And you think, I don't have time. And the question is, if your boss called you every month to spend time on you, would you have time for him?
Right. Yeah, sure.
And wouldn't you love that, right?
Mentor. You have to make that time.
You've got to make that time because we want that. We want to be the boss we always wanted. And the boss we always wanted was one that really cared about us as a personal human being.
Right.
Not as an FA, but as a human, as a person.
Right.
I always said to my managers, treat every person in your office as though they are the child of your best friend.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. Okay. That's good.
Yeah, because you'd want your friend to say, hey, thank you for taking care of my daughter. I really appreciate it. You're doing a terrific
job.
And so what would you do? You'd just spend a little extra time with her, right? Just make sure she's doing okay. So how are you doing? How are you feeling? What's going on? tell me about, you know, we made a plan at the beginning of the year, personal goals, professional goals, and then your responsibilities on the team as director of development, of director of implementation or whatever. Right?
Okay.
How are you doing on that? Are you, you know, are you comfortable? Is it overwhelming? Or, you know, it seems like you're making it look easy. You know, you're
right.
Doing a terrific job. Or, you know, I really didn't hear from you when we had the call with Rob, and so I was kind of concerned that you might be getting a little behind.
Right.
In marketing or in whatever, right? So that's when you, I mean, that's what you, so these calls are good for that because this could be the accountability moment, right?
Yeah.
And that makes it easier on you. If I'm the accountability coach, then you don't have to be as much. You can
right.
be more the, you can be more the mentor coach, right?
Yeah, that's good. That sounds very good. Okay.
So the more you can have the team ready for me with planning, these are our goals, these are our results. Implementation, these are our goals, these are our results. Brand management, goals, results. Marketing,
okay.
goals, results. Leadership, goals, results. The more you do that, the easier job it is for you as the leader.
Right. Got it.
So you say, hey, we got our call coming up with Rob. Are you going to be ready?
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a really weird time right now, but yeah, exactly.
I know, but here's what I would, here's what I would challenge you with. It's
okay.
always a weird time.
It is always a weird time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, listen to your clients. What do they say? Well,
it's some things are going on. I can't think about it right now. Yeah, exactly.
I can't do financial planning until after the election.
Right.
And then what is it? Well, the kids are coming home for the holidays and I can't do anything till after the holidays. I mean, if we depended our GDP on
that. That is true.
So who wins? The people that do, you know, there was a professor I took a course from. He used to say, it's the genius of the and, not the tyranny of the or.
Right.
Meaning it isn't this or that. It's this and that. Right.
Right.
So we're
yep.
doing production and we're prospecting.
Right.
And we're getting ready for retirement and we're bringing on a new guy.
Right.
Because you were, just think about it. If you were a public company,
yep.
right, and you, and this was our quarterly report for the analyst.
Right.
And we came on and we said, we're doing okay, but we're really distracted because we've got a guy retiring and we've got a guy that's coming on.
Yeah, that wouldn't be, that wouldn't do.
You know what they would say? Excuse me?
Right.
What? What?
Exactly.
We don't care about that. What are the numbers?
Exactly. Yeah.
Rob, one of the things I've been doing in calling my clients is to let them know we brought Sean on as, you know, an extra to, you know, our, what we do, okay, our service model. And then I tell them I'm leaving, but I also tell them, hey, you know, I'm going to be in touch with you for a while, and Pat and Dwayne and Sean are going to be here, and it's a continuing business model. It's not, oh, I left, good luck.
Right. They only care, we think we're the most important thing in the world, all of us, right? The world, if we weren't here, the world would end. Well, let me tell you something. From a person that retired and was replaced in 30 seconds, okay.
You do realize the most powerful man in the world can be replaced in a heartbeat.
In one heartbeat, right. That's exactly
right. No, I experienced that myself. I did a team thing for a while so I could spend more time with my kids, and I was all nervous about what my new partner was going to be doing with clients, and everything was fine, and you know what? They were perfectly fine with it.
They're fine. They're
yeah.
fine. The transition will go fine. Sean
yep.
will do fine. Concentrate on the big goals.
Yeah.
All right. Don't lose sight of the big goals because you're working on the little goals that aren't really a problem.
Right. Exactly.
John will be fine. Phil will be fine.
Yep.
Let those two guys talk. Right. You guys go to work. You guys got the ball. Okay. You got it. Work. When you need us, call us. Right.
Right.
And you as the leader, check in. You take on the worry. Everybody else, go work.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we've been trying to learn, you know, the rules around what happens with Phil's book when he leaves and how things get distributed and how we can share that with Sean and how we can create a situation where our young people, because we're trying to recruit more young people, how our young people can move toward a parity or towards, you know, how they can fit in and be well compensated and be excited about what they're doing. And then on the other end of it too, we want to be a magnet for people that are retiring. And Sean is a great start because in his role, he interacted with a lot of experienced financial advisors, and Sean's such a hard worker, he impressed everybody quite a bit, so much so that a lot of people have entrusted him with the small part of their book.
Right.
And so we want to work with him to talk about what he should be doing with that and how he can impress them further and perhaps make them want to do more with him, you know, so that we could grow our team.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, they will not be impressed by your solicitation.
No. Just by his results. Like, if he goes and meets with some of these people and finds a whole bunch of stuff.
They will be impressed not by Sean. They'll be impressed by you. Okay. Because you're growing in the middle of a pandemic. And you're doing 12-4-2s with your clients as if nothing is wrong.
Okay.
They will be impressed because your team works efficiently and effectively.
Right.
Sean is so impressed with your team that he brags about you.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So, you know, if Sean comes to you and says, I'd like you to meet, you know, I'd like you to sit down and spend some time with such and such he's very interested in, they're going to be more interested in you the less you're interested in them.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Okay. So you guys raise your minimums.
Yep.
You know, bring in big clients, make it look easy, smile every day, and go about your business.
Good.
You know, if you've got questions on transfer of technical questions on transfer of business, ask Jim Pritchard to do the homework.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he gets paid for.
Sure.
Okay, you don't make any money for him or your family by researching things.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's funny, Rob, and I know you hear it all the time, but I'm having a deja vu because this exact same conversation, as you know, we had last week with another Supernova team as we've seen them get evolved over the last 9 months, but it's the story. And it's the story that they can now go to potential other retiring partners to say, this is our structure, this is our service model, this is what we do. And people are like scratching their heads, and exactly like Pat was just saying, now all of a sudden that handoff, that transfer, the standard of care, all of that stuff you're taking off the table because you have a story you can tell, and you can teach a retiring person how to tell it, or just say, refer us over and we'll tell it. And people are like, wow, you know, I'm sorry to see you go, like you said, but hey, I'm in good shape. And again, people only care about themselves. So that's a win-win. So anyway, that's the exact story we were talking in another branch, that team now feels more confident in their value-added proposition to go to other potential retiring partners. And it's a simple story, like Rob said. He didn't make it up. He just tells it the right way.
But who's better at telling the story? You, right? You're the guy to tell the story to a team that's, you know, they come to you and say, hey, thinking about retiring and da, 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 da. What do you think? What do you hear? And you say, you need to talk to this team and this team. These are our two, you know, these are our Supernova teams, make things work smoothly. They're nice people. I think that's who you should talk to. Same thing with Sean. They'll come to Sean and say, what do you think? What do you know? I mean, look at 70% of our clients come to us through referral, right? It's the same thing with this kind of thing. It's just another referral. That's what it is. And then they call you, Pat, and you go and you Zoom and talk to them and say, hey, this is what we do. You know, let's sit down and see if it'd be a good business decision for both of us.
Well, yeah. I mean, this thing with Bill and I really opened my eyes to this, because the work we've been able to do over the years and the growth that we've both experienced, it's like your biggest client ever. If you could find somebody else who wants to do that, that's like an amazing thing.
Yeah, it is. And it's smart. But you don't also want to get so distracted by it that you stop organically growing.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be growing from, you know, from outside.
From your clients and your centers of influence. Yeah, absolutely.
And let me tell you what, you don't water them, they die.
Right. Yeah.
So, and there's no time that I've ever seen when it was more, a mastermind was easier put together than now.
No, it's true.
It is such a piece of cake, and to the point where Rob Knapp's even going to do it. Okay. Because it's so easy. I mean, you just pick up the phone, call somebody and say, like, I'm forming a mastermind group. It can be in everybody's best interest. We get together. Well, the rules are simple. We bring a good idea, and then we talk about each person's practice and go around, and in 5 months we'll have examined everybody's practice. We get to know each other, find out a little about each other, and we just think it'd be great. And it'd be great fun because we're already friends.
Right.
So let's do that. And boom, you got a mastermind group like that.
Right.
Now that mastermind group is delivering for you information. The other, I was talking to a team gentleman earlier. I said, right now, with all these people selling their commercial real estate, having a commercial realtor in your mastermind group is really smart.
Yeah.
He would know every building that was for sale and who the owner is and what's their situation. You know, if they're 40, it's one thing, but what if they're 65 or 70 and they're liquidating their portfolio? Well, where are they going? They're going to go to the bank and get 1%?
Right.
Right? Where are they going? They're going to do it on their own? They're going to go to Fidelity and do it on their own? I don't think so. I don't think they'd feel comfortable with that. You know, so what can you offer at this perfect time? Financial planning for that person. And all of a sudden they get it, you know, they're worth $6 million illiquid. Now it's $6 million liquid.
Right.
Right. So
yes.
Generation transfer is huge, whether it be in businesses or commercial real estate or land or farms or anything that's going on, that's all being transferred. And I think it's going to be transferred at a more aggressive pace between now and the end of the year. If in fact we get a transfer of administration, we go from 23 million in transfer of estates to 3 million. And won't that cause some interesting opportunities for us?
Right.
As much as we don't like, you know, I did the calculation on a person that lives in California with a new tax law that is a successful person. They're going to pay 70%.
That's crazy.
And you know what 70% reminds me of, Jim, is the old days, right? When I first came into the business, and you weren't there, you're too young, but when I came into the business, the tax rates were at 70%. So what did we do? We sold tax shelters.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, you may not remember it, but I remember learning about it before I came in the business. 91%.
Right. The top 91%. So I did silver straddles. I did stock options. They tried to screw us with the way they taxed stock options. So they taxed them as ordinary income. And guess what? When you tax them at ordinary income and you take a loss, that's an ordinary income loss.
There you go.
So for about a year, I was able to do tax swaps for people. with options and generate $500,000 of ordinary income loss, and they pay no taxes. No, that would only bump to the next year. But hey, what if 1 year you didn't have to pay any taxes? What would that be worth to you?
Right.
So anyway, the point is that if we do get 70% tax rates, we will have a boom in terms of estate planning, tax shelters. It won't be oil and gas anymore. What will it be? It will be wind farms and solar farms and
right.
Trust me, all these people that are giving money to the Democrat Party, they're not stupid.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there are also those development programs in urban areas that are in the most recent tax law, and I'm sure we're going to start seeing partnership opportunities there.
Sure.
Kind of like what we have in downtown Allentown, but, you know, in the neighborhood where you can develop opportunities.
Opportunities.
Yep.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So, you know what? I'm not worried. You know, maybe the economy slows down, but who cares? You guys will do fine, and the economy will do, you know, will trudge along good. Maybe it won't be great, but it'll be decent. And so, you know, what the heck? It could be a boom for you guys. And so plan on it. I mean, just, you know, plan on it being a winner either way. And that's the
way. You're making me rethink my plan. I'm looking at the opportunity and saying, why am I leaving? Hey, Pat, I just changed my mind.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I think we're running out of time here, so I think we're going to wrap it up here. Yes.
Rob, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Pat, you get your questions answered?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Check in next time. Thanks.
Very good.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. See you.